In this bulletin, Joe Biden elected President of the United States, the 65,000-year history and culture of Indigenous Australians honoured as part of NAIDOC Week. And in rugby, the Wallabies celebrate after a 24-22 win against the All Blacks in the fourth Bledisloe Cup contest. With the latest SBS News, I'm Biwa Kwan. Democrat Joe Biden has defeated President Donald Trump to become the 46th President of the United States. Kamala Harris will be the nation's first African-American and South Asian Vice President and the first woman to hold that office. Biden supporter Charles Pierce in Philadelphia joined others celebrating in the streets by dancing, singing and high-fiving strangers.
To me means everything. My mother is a disabled woman who's on Social Security and Medicaid and Medicare. And to know that Donald Trump is out and he can no longer mess with those programs is amazing.
Joe Biden won Pennsylvania to exceed the 270 electoral votes needed to win the White House. The former vice president also carried Nevada, Arizona, Wisconsin, and Michigan. Meanwhile, world leaders have offered their congratulations. New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern says the message of unity from Joe Biden would boost global efforts to tackle issues such as COVID-19 and climate change. German Chancellor Angela Merkel says in a statement she looks forward to future cooperation to master the great challenges of our time. Canadian leader Justin Trudeau says he hopes to build on the close alliance between Canada and the US. And in France, Paris Mayor Anne Hidalgo welcomed the news, saying Joe Biden's promise to ensure the US rejoins the Paris Agreement is important in the fight against climate change. Joe Biden's victory comes after more than 3 days of uncertainty as election officials sought through a surge of mail-in votes that delayed the processing of some ballots. President Donald Trump's attorney, Rudy Giuliani, says Mr. Trump is not conceding the election and would be challenging the election results in court.
This is going to be eventually a big case because it will go beyond Pennsylvania. But right now, the case is a civil rights case. It'll be filed in federal court. You can file it here or Pittsburgh. That'll be the choice of our lawyer who's looking at it now.
Western Australia's Liberal Party has chosen a replacement for Federal Finance Minister Matthias Cormann, who is due to retire. Bunbury bar owner Ben Small will take Mr. Cormann's spot in the Senate. He'll be in the third place on the Senate ticket behind Senator Michaela Cash and Dean Smith. Labor is expected to wait until after the state election in March to pick their ticket. Australia's identity as an ancient land occupied by the oldest cultures on Earth is the focus of this year's NAIDOC Week. Usually held in July but delayed this year because of the coronavirus pandemic, dozens of events will be held across the country between the 8th and 15th of November. Indigenous Australians Minister Ken Wyatt says the significance of this year's events remains undiminished despite the pandemic, which has forced a number of events online. Gunditjmara man Mark Rose says this year's theme celebrates more than 65,000 years of Indigenous heritage, and he says all Australians are invited to reflect on the nation's shared history. And to sport and rugby, the Wallabies are celebrating their first win of 2020 with a 24-22 victory in the fourth Bledisloe Cup test against New Zealand in Brisbane. It comes a week after a record 43-5 loss to the All Blacks, the largest winning margin between the two sides. The victory is Dave Rennie's first as Wallabies coach, following two losses and a draw to the All Blacks. Rennie says it took a while, but the team has bounced back.
Really wrapped with the steel that we showed and the impact we got off the bench to seal the win. So, yeah, look, we've got a good group of men. We've been talking about that. We've been working really hard. We knew we were better than last week, and the great thing, we only had to wait 7 days for redemption. What it tells us is that, if we work hard enough for each other and, we can get results against anyone.
And now for a look at today's weather. In Perth, partly cloudy 25, Adelaide sunny 27, Melbourne sunny 20, Hobart mostly sunny 17, Canberra partly cloudy 19, similar conditions in Wollongong 18, Sydney cloudy 19, much the same in Newcastle 20, Brisbane shower 2 23, much the same in Cairns 32, And Darwin, partly cloudy, 35. This is SBS News.